Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it.
Well, this is a segment the world over for those of us who love gemstones. We'll get connected with, and most certainly, those of us in Tucson with the International Gem and Mineral Show every year. So I welcome on the line Roger Derry and Oren Mazzani. How are you two gentlemen this morning?
We're doing great.
Great.
Yep, doing fantastic. Thanks, Zara.
My pleasure. Let me introduce both of them. Roger Derry has been in the gem trade now for over 30 years, traveling the globe to find the best rough forms of stones, and then as a highly skilled artisan, cutting breathtaking designs that have been purchased by prominent jewelers across the U.S. and abroad. Roger and his wife Ginger, the marketing wizard for their business, were actually on our show 4 years ago when they were in town for a gem tasting event at one of our radio show sponsors' establishments, Abbott Taylor Jewelers. And now his college-age daughter, Rachel, did a separate segment, having cut her first gemstone over the age of 10. Roger is a two-time recipient of the American Gem Trade Association Cutting's Edge Award, founder and president of Spectral Gems and Roger Derry Gem Design, based in Michigan. And he's also published books, training materials, and delivered countless lectures to advance the gem trade. And he's also, and that's our point today, a philanthropist in developing nations where gems are actually unearthed. He's facilitated the creation of two gem cutting schools in Namibia and continues on a mission to provide financial and educational support for gem cutting schools in Madagascar and Tanzania. Oren Mazzani, he grew up in a third-generation family jewelry business that just celebrated its 80th year. His father was one of the first to receive the prestigious degree of certified gemologist from the American Gem Society, and indeed, Oren followed right there in his footsteps. After graduating in economics in college, though, first, he shifted to gemology and spent 10 years appraising colored gemstones and diamonds. He then shifted, though, to pursue his own dream that actually started as a young child, going to the movies with his mother quite often. And he completed the master's degree in motion pictures and television from the Academy of Art University in San Francisco. His focus now is creating beautiful moving pictures with two talented people, two of which of these films have won several awards. In fact, that's what brings these two men together today, is that they've been friends for 25 years. They're combining their respective passions, gems, film, and philanthropy, to direct the film Sharing in the Rough. So with that introduction, gentlemen, was this a casual conversation that started the ball rolling, Roger?
Well, it started out, Oren was going to school in San Francisco, and my wife and I were working with several retail jewelers in the San Francisco area. So we would always, text back and forth, let's meet up for dinner. And so we met at a little place on Nob Hill, and Oren probably had this dream well before he told me. He'll confirm that in a minute, I'm sure. And we had a few laughs about, oh, yeah, we'll make a movie. And I probably at first didn't take him serious. And then he came back to me the following year and said, look, I have a plan. Let's talk. And so that was probably about 3.5 years ago. And from that point forward, we started stepping out in this new direction.
That's right. Oren, this is one of those no turning back moments, right?
Oh, yeah. It's been, like Roger said, it's been in my head for, 3-4 years. And we've put so much work into it already, but no turning back. Absolutely not. This is going to be an incredible film. I'm very excited. What else can I say? It's going to be something very special that we've been looking forward to for a long time now. And then it's the funny thing about the film, making a film and the film industry is it does take time.
It does take time.
From conception idea to actual production could take 3-4 years.
And, oh, by the way, making sure you're securing the appropriate financing to make that all possible. Roger, truly, you folks have built this as really, though, it's a movie that's going to be a gift to the global gemological community. Everything from the miners and families in East Africa that work to bring these gemstones to the surface, then to the gem cutters like yourself who create the final unique piece. Tell us about how this intersects, then, with the philanthropic work you've done so far. are in helping enable gem cutters in these various countries and even the industry itself?
Well, the industry, no one operates alone in the industry. There's no islands out there hanging around thinking they can do a great job. Everybody is interdependent on everyone else. So when I'm traveling to Africa, I'm meeting with miners, and often we've discovered most of these miners are probably full-time farmers, and they're only working in the mining area 3, 4, 5 months of the year because there's nothing to do in the farming area for some periods of time. So, you know, I see them with their families. You know, the wives and kids are often around. You know, they're typically their teams of 3 or 4 guys working together, maybe their family. I don't always find out those details. You know, because they're speaking Swahili, I'm speaking English, everything's through an interpreter. But our hope is that it's kind of like one family at a time. They are contributing to us. We bring the goods back. You know, we make something out of it, deliver it to a jewelry store. They get to do something with it. But all the way along the line, everyone is contributed to.
Oren, explain the title, Sharing in the Rough.
Well, so we were searching for a title for some time, and we wanted it to reflect truly exactly what Roger said, is that it's kind of like one family at a time. And, you know, the story that we're going to show while we're in Africa, in East Africa, Tanzania and Kenya, is, you know, the lives of the miners and how they toil and their tribulations and their successes and their failures, and understanding that it really is... you know, these people really are farmers, and they really are, you know, individually choosing to work in the mines. And you know, it's a process of sharing all along the way. It's like how do we you know, growing up in the jewelry business and having these beautiful colored gems in our stores and having no idea where they came from. It's like everybody has a part in it, and everybody shares in that part. And you know, combining the philanthropic efforts that we've been doing and trying to, you know, make awareness, you know, give people awareness of what's going on. It actually just hit me one night. I was working with our marketing person, and she's been doing an amazing job, and we were just kind of like, you know, what could, you know, this movie is about sharing. This movie is about sharing our adventures. It's about sharing our lives. And we don't even realize sometimes, you know, in the States here, that we bought this colored gem out of this jewelry store, and you know, it has touched so many hands along the way, and it's a precious gift that, you know, when someone goes into a jewelry store and they buy a colored gemstone for somebody, you know, that's usually a gift, or they buy it for themselves, they reward themselves. And, well, whose hands touched that along the way?
Exactly. Well, Roger, I know that one of the opportunities that brought you and I together was participating in a very fun event here in Tucson called the Gem Tasting Party. Of course, you sitting at the head and Ginger running around helping us all move things. But just the opportunity to hold these stones and for you to start by passing a piece of rough around gave me a whole different perspective that when at the end of the day we made an investment in a set of pink sapphires for our daughter to make earrings someday. It was a beautiful experience. So I think that's part of what your mission is, really, is to close that understanding for people to understand the number of people, but also the process involved.
This is true. When we go to visit retail jewelers around the country and in Canada as well, it's typically husband and wives come together. Sometimes their children even come with them to events. So they get to meet me, my wife. Sometimes my daughter travels with us. And as a family, we're sharing with them, the other family, what we do. And it starts from when I meet with a family in Africa, and you know, we're at somebody's visiting their actual home or the little hut that they built or they work out of while they're mining. So it's at the most basic level of how we operate as human beings, the family.
Mm-hmm. It is indeed. Mm-hmm. The whole use of the word philanthropy, and I mentioned, of course, in the introduction, Roger, that your work always has been one that not just to build your own business of and enjoy the design element and creating the stones that are ready then to be placed in jewelry and interface with the jewelers, but you've also been really committed to your profession and your association, you know, training, education to help other gem cutters. I see that, you know, the fact of the matter, and I think you had mentioned to me, Orin, that there aren't many gem cutters really within East Africa, so that you just see the stones and the rough going out. So part of what I understand your mission is to be really to help fuel a business that could be more inclusive and net more of the benefits from them in these developing countries for economic development. Is that correct, Orin?
Absolutely. And, you know, like Roger said, it's still going back to, you know, helping one family at a time and sharing our passions and sharing their passions. And, you know, when we're, you know, the focus of the movie is going to be the lives of these people. And also, you know, what happens, you know, how do they, you know, what's their cutting facilities like? Mm-hmm. What is their schools like? Right now they're trying to build more schools, and one really great person we've been working with is Nancy Schuring from the Devon Foundation, who is working with a school in Arusha, Tanzania, to help with scholarships and books and things like that. So that's you know, combining with our film, we've also done a lot of things that will, you know, try to help these people and try to help grow their economy, grow their abilities, and you know, help them learn how to, you know, cut rough themselves, grow the schools, things like that. So that's, you know, part of the mission is to get the world, you know, to get the word out, you know, around the world. And, hey, if we can affect, you know, a couple people here and there, that's, you know, that's all we can do. And we
that's
do
all,
best.
It's all part of a movement. Yeah. Roger, of course, the making of a film not just involves the technical execution of it all, but you've got to have the finances to pull it. So I understand you folks are right in the midst of an Indiegogo campaign. Perhaps you could explain what that's all about to our listeners.
Orin, would you like to handle that one?
Oh,
yeah,
right,
sure.
Right, Jimmy, Orin.
Yeah, no problem. So the Indiegogo campaign was set up so that we could bring people on board with in the light of the title of the film, Sharing the Rough. And you know, the rough necessarily, and I wish you would have maybe said this before too, but when I say the rough, we're not just talking about the rough gemstones. We're talking about, you know, the rough times in our lives.
Yes.
That lead to, you know, good times and the rough things that people go through, and we'll show that. But the Indiegogo campaign is really awesome, and you can find it at Indiegogo.com and then type in Sharing the Rough. But the beauty of the Indiegogo campaign was, you know, to let people be a part of the film.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many ways that Indiegogo, for those people that aren't familiar with it, is a fundraising campaign that brings families and friends together, you know, gemologists, people of the same likings, to help support each other. So, you know, when you look at something like if anybody happens to go to that page, you'll see that we've set up everything that will help the film, but we'll also have so many different options for people to actually help the people in East Africa. There's things on there where you can donate textbooks to the school. Mm-hmm. You can do full ride scholarships for students. And it's amazing to provide a full ride scholarship for somebody to go to school for, Roger, I think it's 4 months or so, 5 month program.
Yeah, 4 months, yes.
4 months, and they come out with a trade. And, you know, they can't afford to do that. $1,500 to them is a tremendous, tremendous amount of money. And then, you know, just being able to provide equipment, rough gemstones for the student, cut in the schools, all of this stuff while we're on set.
Yes,
and,
exactly.
You know, during
Wonderful.
Production, which is, yeah, sure. That's going to be really cool.
That's right. So, Roger, of course, you're now are chosen as a star. So tell me that you're transitioning or actually adding to the portfolio of skills. I know you're a natural teacher and you've been up in front of the classroom multiple times, but the idea of being both the narrator and the online individual interact, and this must be a really fun project you've got in your portfolio now.
Oh, my gosh, it is. You know, I had a friend of mine call yesterday, and we're chatting about, well, talking about the movie and the making of the film, and he says, do you have any previous acting experience? I said, well, yeah, September 2nd, 2011 is when I started. We did kind of a preempting project to get me rolling. I don't have any sense of, like, gee, I'm a neophyte, and I don't know what I'm doing. I am doing exactly what I've been made to do.
Exactly.
It is what I'm passionate about. So it isn't like I have to go out and act like I'm going to be somebody else. It isn't a contrived documentary, we're going to be working with miners and brokers and dealers and runners. They're going to be just being who they are, and I'm going to go and just be who I am. I'm not going to be putting on some other face to be in the film.
That's exactly right, and that's the beauty of also being involved in a documentary that really is portraying real life. Is you need the real life people to be part of it, not actors. Right.
Yeah.
In fact, we talked in a segment right before you about entrepreneurship, that most of that is to not know what you don't need to, you know, what you know, because it would get in your way anyways. Although I'm certain it's wonderful to have a partner like Oren from the actual execution and production and directing and so on side. So how fun to see that the two of you come together in this venture. Now, some of the parts of the world where you're going to do the actual filming, are these dangerous parts of the world where you're going to head, whether that be political upheavals or, you know, animals, whatever? Give us a sense of the landscape, Oren.
You know what? I'm going to actually defer that one to Roger.
Roger. Great. So,
you know, he's been there. I think this
he's
is,
been there
yeah,
more.
Sure. You know what? 21st trips. Yeah. So go ahead, Raj.
21 trips. Oh, my goodness. Yes, there you go.
Well, I leave 3 weeks from yesterday to do a peremptory trip to meet with the Ministry of Trade, Ministry of Commerce, Ministry of Mines to get our approvals mm-hmm. to actually be on all the sites that we're going to visit. So, and it'll be my 20th trip. Into Africa. You know, there are probably areas in New York City I won't go. And there's probably
yep.
areas in San Francisco I won't go.
Right.
And there's areas in Africa I won't go. So you could say that about probably any major place around the world, whether it's Montreal or Ottawa or Boston or whatever. But in East Africa, there's some areas that probably aren't safe. I'm not going to take our crew into those areas. I've done a fair amount of research to figure out what we should or shouldn't do, and it isn't like I'm going to do something I haven't done before.
Exactly.
This is, you know, it's kind of second nature for me.
That's great. And Oren, have you been to Africa, East Africa yet?
I have. When we first started talking about this project, it was, you know, like Roger said, about 3.5 years ago, and back in 2011, you know, in order to do, you know, Roger had amazed me with the stories of what he was, you know, talking about and mm-hmm. what Roger's always amazed me in what he's done. Like you said, I've known him for 25 years, and you know, we've kind of grown up together watching each other, you know, succeed in these new endeavors, and so he was telling me about the, you know, the trips and the people, and so, you know, we kind of started, you know, with, well, maybe you want to come with me and check it out. And I said, well, you know what, if I'm going to come, I'm going to come with a camera. So back in 2011, in September, we went for about, I think, 12 days, and I took over 80 hours of test footage.
Right, great.
Which 80 hours is like, you know, you can watch it forever. But that's when I found that, yeah, there was a true story. So I got mm-hmm. to spend 12 days there. I got to see what it was like, and then I saw that there is a very, very compelling story here.
That's great. You build the film, Roger, in some of the documentation, it says, with subtle humor and heartwarming heroism. give me some snippets on that. What is the humor and where is the heroism?
Well, the heroism part is probably the thing about Africa, we jokingly say TIA, you know, this is Africa. You know, things just seem to happen here.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
When we try to plan out the execution of the trip, we can only put it in perspective because something inevitably will happen that we didn't plan on or didn't expect. So heroism could be, you know, we stopped at a Maasai village on my last trip. This is the first time I started packing a medical kit with me, you know, an emergency kit. So we happened to stop at a Maasai village, and so the elders brought this young boy up to me. You know, I don't have any medical training.
But now, Roger.
Yeah, right. Hey, you know, he's a white guy, he must know something. So they bring this medical kit out of the vehicle. The kid's got this huge lump on his leg. Turns out it was probably a spider bite or some other insect bite, heavily swollen. So we cleaned it and put a bandage on it, and that's basically all we could do in that particular moment. And I strongly encouraged the elders to get him to a local clinic to at least have them take a further look at it because it looked like it could get worse instead of better. So that's maybe the heroism part, if it's a small part of heroism. As far as the other, what was the other topic?
The subtle humor side.
Oh, that one.
Oh, yeah, that
there
one.
There you go. He just answered it.
So it's my, my natural way to make light of things when things are tense.
Yeah, exactly.
When things are uncomfortable. So I have a way of doing that that's been with me my whole life. It isn't like I'm going to go and change when I'm on the film. I'm just going to be me.
Yeah, there you go. Well, gentlemen, before we run out of time, again, how can people contribute and be part of your effort then? Oren, can you explain that again about Indiegogo?
Yeah. If you go to Indiegogo.com and you type in Sharing the Rough under the search, then you can read all about our story. It's a very comprehensive page. We're currently very close to making our goal with, I believe, 5 days left. And any support, will definitely help. I mean, the reason why we did this was mainly to let people know that they can be part of the film. Like when the lover of this film watches it and knows that they had a part in it, and they were able to contribute, that's just, it just makes them feel good. And
that's great. You can also go to sharinginterough.com. And yep. Roger, the whole prospect of while you're on set, on ground, I assume that you're still going to be trolling for those opportunities to pick up nice pieces of rough for your jewelry cutting business?
Well, all the miners there that we're going to visit with some of them before we actually shoot, so we can set up who we can actually buy from.
Right.
Because sometimes we might show up a mining site and they mightn't have anything to even show us.
Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna work on that to make sure that there are some things to buy, and we're gonna hopefully turn some of those into some fantastic pieces of jewelry.
Yeah, directly connected with your being on site. And Oren, how any estimation of how many days you're going to be filming, or how long this is going to take?
You know what? We're going to be filming for 17 days in Africa. And then we'll be filming in Roger's laboratory, which will be very exciting because he is going to divulge some of the tricks of the trade and his expert cutting techniques. So we're gonna be able to watch that process happen, and then we're gonna be able to watch the creation of the piece of jewelry that the gem will be in. So it's truly the beauty of this film is that it's the first time that a film has ever documented the life of a gemstone going from mine to market. And it is truly kind of a mine to market tale, but its backbone is the people.
And by the way, if you need a volunteer then to be the benefactor of the gem that you cut, Roger, I would absolutely get in line, and I'll even show how I'm going to wear it with a certain outfit or a certain event.
Well, we have a way we can work that in.
I think that's probably on one of the that's one of the Indiegogo highest levels, so that I can opt in and be the one that benefits from the experience. I think I need to get back out on that site. But I'd also, just for everyone's awareness, because we don't want to make total light of this, the fact that Oren's going to be there filming Roger doing what he does, lest anyone think that it's not something that you can just watch the movie and go do it. This is years and years of training, natural gifting, and ability to see and work in 3D. I could go on and on with regard to the true artistry that Roger has accumulated, demonstrated, and probably be blessed with. But I think, Oren, the fact that you've also been in the gem business a long time and third generation, you've got some sort of genetic wiring with this, you're going to know what to catch. So that's where the beauty of your partnership together, gentlemen, is really something to behold. So, Roger, that who would have thought that you and Oren teaming up at trade association meetings or whatever, that now you could launch in that direction with this philanthropic tent, but also play on your strings of education, right?
Absolutely. It's going to be a great combination of all of my talents and all of Oren's talents. We're going to kind of merge them together and make something really beautiful.
That's right.
And compelling.
And
yes.
Compelling. And so how will people, ultimately, do you, I have this vision you're going to be at the Sundance Festival, you name it, over in Milan, wherever, for the movies. Is that your end goal, is to hopefully get the documentary picked up for those competitions?
Absolutely. I mean, that would be a dream come true. And, it's definitely, one of our goals. I mean, our goal is to make the best movie that we can. And we have an amazing crew. Roger on film is a natural. That I found out in the test footage, and it makes it very easy. But, Roger's skills on camera are it's pretty uncanny how natural he is with, you know, talking before without any training and things like that. But yeah, the goal is to be in festivals like Sundance and Cannes and Berlin, Toronto, things like that, and get the film out into the world so that people can see it, maybe get picked up on a network or Netflix or Amazon, maybe even my hope would be that I could combine that and have it in schools as well, like Gemological Institute of America. I was down there a couple weeks ago. They said they would love to have it, as part of they would love to be able to show their students the film. I mean, there's schools all over the world, I think, that would benefit from it, but not just schools, but institutions and people that want to help in East Africa and miners and gem lovers and jewelry lovers, which is pretty much, people ask me, what's my target market? And I say the world.
That's world. It sounds right. So, indeed.
Yeah.
Well, Roger Derry and Oren Mazzani, thank you so much for joining us again. For our listeners, go to sharingtherough.com and also Indiegogo and type in Sharing the Rough if you'd like to participate and be a part owner, shareholder, and supporter of this wonderful effort. Thank you, gentlemen. We'll look forward to talking to you when you debut the film. How about that?
Awesome.
Yeah,
great.
Thank you so
very
thanks.
Good. Have a great day.
Thanks.
Super.
All right. Bye-bye.
Change is chaotic. That is, unless you embrace it, going places you hadn't dreamed were possible. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, is a leadership consulting, executive coaching, and career transition firm. We help individuals make the most of their current employment situation or to step forward confidently into a career transition. Contact us at thelarsongroup.com or toll-free 1-877-544-2580. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, helping others unleash potential through transformational change. 1-877-544-2580.